Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, December 22nd, 2017. Welcome to Day 337. First up, the House Intelligence Committee asked Steve Bannon and Corey Lewandowski to testify as part of their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Bloomberg says both were asked to testify in early January as part of a voluntary closed-door meeting. The committee has not received a response from either Bannon or Lewandowski yet. Next up, the New York Times and the Washington Post are reporting that Donald Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act into law after cable news networks questioned if he would keep his promise to sign the legislation before Christmas. Trump was initially scheduled to sign the bill in early 2018 in order to delay automatic spending cuts and give companies time to adjust to the changes in the new tax code. Instead, Trump called his staff to the Oval Office after seeing the news coverage and said that the legislation needed to be signed now. Politico says the Koch brothers network will launch a multi-million dollar push next year to sell the GOP tax bill, with paid advertising and town halls to educate voters. About one-third of the country supports the tax plan. Next, the New York Times is reporting that more than 700 people have left the EPA since Donald Trump took office, and most are not being replaced. Of the employees who've left, more than 200 are scientists. Next, CNN says Donald Trump has visited his properties more than 100 times this year. His prolonged holiday visit to Mar-a-Lago will mark the 106th day that Trump has visited one of his properties while president. Next, the New York Times and Washington Post are reporting that a meeting between Trump and his top advisors turned into a heated exchange over the midterm elections. Corey Lewandowski criticized the Republican National Committee and several White House departments for not raising enough money and not doing enough to support Trump's agenda. Later, outside of the Oval Office, Lewandowski and political director Bill Stepien had a very intense conversation about the broader political operation. The conversation stretched on for about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal says Trump's deputy chief of staff will leave the administration early next year to pursue private sector. Next, the Wall Street Journal says Trump's deputy chief of staff plans to leave the administration early next year to pursue private sector work. Rick Dearborn oversaw the White House's political operation, public outreach, and legislative affairs. And now to the polls. The Wall Street Journal says 28% of Americans have a positive view of Robert Mueller's investigation, compared to 21% who have a negative view, and 15% who have a neutral view. 36% of those polled have no opinion of Mueller yet. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. First up, Trump left the White House without holding an end-of-year press conference. It's the first time in 15 years that a president has opted not to. Two, the Trump administration is considering separating parents from their children when families are caught entering the United States illegally. The move is meant to discourage border crossings, but immigrant groups have called it draconian and inhumane. Three, Carter Page failed his PhD twice and blamed it on anti-Russian bias. Examiners called the former Trump foreign policy advisor's thesis verbose and vague. And number four, nearly $1.5 million in taxpayer money has been spent over the past two decades to cover harassment claims across all Senate offices. This according to a report released by the Senate's Rules and Appropriations Committee. And remember, you can find all the links and sources for these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Matt and I will be taking a short hiatus for the holidays. What the F*** Just Happened Today will be back on Tuesday, December 26th. Until then, join us in the community forum at talk.whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com to share and discuss what the fuck is going on. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.